Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Thank you.
O Lord, our God, unwearied is your love for us.
O Lord, our God, unwearied is your love for us.
Turn your ear, O Lord, and give answer. For I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am faithful. Save the servant who trusts in you.
You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I cry to you all the day long. Give joy to your servant, O Lord, for to you I lift up my soul.
O Lord, you are good and forgiving, full of love to all who call. Give heed, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the sound of my voice.
In the day of distress, I will call, and surely you will reply. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord, nor work to compare with yours.
All the nations shall come to adore you and glorify your name, O Lord. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God.
Show me, Lord, your way, so that I may walk in your truth. Guide my heart to fear your name.
I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forever. For your love to me has been great. You have saved me from the depths of the grave.
To be proud have risen against me. Ruthless men seek my life. To you they pray no heed.
But you, God of mercy and compassion, slow to anger, O Lord, abounding in love and truth, turn and take pity on me.
O give me strength to your servant, and save your handmaid's son. Give me a sign of your favor, and that my foes may see to their shame, that you console me and give me your help.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as is, and will be forever. Amen.
O Lord, our God, unwearied is your love for us.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. God has destined us for acquiring salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us, that all of us, whether awake or asleep, together might live with him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as is, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray for all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis, they may be delivered from all distress and harm. Let us pray for my friend Sam, who is dealing with addiction to methamphetamine. We'll pray that God and the company of his angels come to Sam's aid to comfort him. Let us continue to pray for Sister Victoria. God has really performed a miracle with her. She is now responsive and she knows people's voices. So let us continue to pray for her, that God grant her mercy and peace for a full recovery. We continue to pray for Miss Kitty, Bishop Sikone's mother, who is seriously ill in the hospital. We pray for Reverend Dustin Cox and his prayers for renewal, strength, forgiveness, guidance, and prosperity for the Soul Clinic. We pray for JD, his spouse. We pray for all of those who are survivors and people who are involved currently with domestic violence, as this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Let us pray for all of the seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us the strength we need to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. Continue to pray for Deacon Nicholas, as he just had surgery, for a full recovery. We continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. We pray for Bishop Long that all of the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. We also take this time to pray for the presiding bishop of the Progressive Catholic Church, that God grant him peace, strength, and the will for perseverance. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may continuously be led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We continue to pray for the homeless. We pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and music. We pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. We pray for the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the entire church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas Therese and Nicholas, our priest, Father Dennis, and mine worthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, and all those all those who wish to join the order. May God continue to lead us in the right direction towards the seamless connection between the order and the goal of his church. At this time, let us call to mind the prayers that we have within the silent depths of our hearts. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our fervent prayers. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken and those in which we keep in the silent depths of our hearts, the prayers of the entire church and those of the whole world. For these prayers, the church both humbly and fervently prays. Let us pray. Lord, give our bodies restful sleep, and let the work we have done today bear fruit in eternal life. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray together. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. And may God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. My brothers and sisters, may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death.
Amen.
And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com. And let's begin your journey together.